Animated, curated by Green Hill Center for North Carolina Arts' Edie Carpenter, presents 24 artists who investigate animation from comic book heroes to digital environments. Animated gives Green Hill visitors a chance to explore sequential art from flip-flop books to stop-motion claymation. Hand-drawn character studies, anime, animation set design, and much more will also be on display. Animated's public opening is First Friday, September 6th from 6 to 9, and you'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Green Hill curator Edie Carpenter spoke with me by phone from her studio in Greensboro.
There were different themes I wanted to touch on, and one of them was the variety of different styles in animation, from Heather Freeman, who was influenced by a Flemish fairy tale, and her animations look a lot like collage, even though they're sort of digital collages, which are set in motion, to Carpenter Brothers, who have both worked for major studios and have these very personal narrative styles. One of them, the story set in North Carolina, the story of the day of the life of a young boy. And the other one is actually an animated short. It is called The Flower of the Holy Ghost. And we are asking visitors to kind of complete the story. And the artist is going to incorporate perhaps some of the visitors' versions of his story in his final film, in his final cut. I mean, we are all exposed to animation every day. It's such an enveloping aspect of culture, from children to adults. But not many of us understand really a lot about it, how it's made. So one of the interesting aspects of this exhibition is you can see drawings, you can see different stages of the animation process. We even have a quarter-scale set for a puppet animation by John Weldy. It's a kind of small house which visitors can actually go inside of and see what it's like to be the artist filming inside of this set, in which every single detail of the house is handmade.
What are a couple of things that you've gotten out of this process that you're glad for having learned about?
One of my real passions has always been narrative art. And my approach to animation was the 21st century, the primary form of narrative art of the 21st century. And that's been exciting to see all the different ways that these artists, can tell stories. And often the stories are open-ended. I think the one difference between these works is that often they leave it to the viewer to finish the story. I think that's one characteristic of Mark Russo's work, in that he has four monitors. You see four screens with four different parts of the work going on at the same time. So the visitor kind of moves back and forth between the different segments and composes his story himself.
Green Hill Center for North Carolina Arts' Edie Carpenter. Animated, an exhibition of works by contemporary North Carolina artists inspired by or incorporating animated images, opens First Friday, September 6th from 6 to 9. It's free and open to the public, and you'll find links to lots of free animated events at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. On the 18th, UNCG Associate Professor of Art History Dr. Heather Holian looks at studio animation within the history of Western fine art. On the 29th, it's a screening of animated shorts curated by North Carolina State's Mark Russo and UNC's Francesca Talenti. And on October 2nd, Mark teams up with UNC Charlotte animator Ryan Bisons for an artist dialogue. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.